again in this quiet desert land. The creaking of the wagon disturbs the quiet night. I can see the ghostly riders in the pale moonlight. Wagons rolling westward, they come from everywhere. They must roll on forever and cannot tarry there. The sands of time can't hold them back, nor can the mountains hide. For they are souls out of the past and they will never die. On and on and on they come around the distant bend. They stretch as far as I can see, there seems to be no end. Though they utter not a word, their story's plainly told. I can see it in their eyes, they are faded and old. Endless scorching days and dry desert streams. All that kept them on their way was bright hopes and dreams. Now they travel on forever and cannot stop for rest, till they reach their journey's end in the far-off golden west. Wagons rolling westward, they come from everywhere. They must roll on forever and cannot tarry there. The sands of time can't hold them back, nor can the mountains high. For they are souls out of the past and they will never die.
Oh yeah, what a great sounding record that was.
So loud, it took us forever to start the show.
We had it all set up. We always do this, you know, checking the levels and mics and everything. And then I put on this record and I had to start all over again. It sounds so good and so powerful.
It's so loud.
It's definitely the best record of Chuck Carson. Country singer Chuck Carson did this thing on Gaty out of Minneapolis. And that is an amazing double-sider. I'm going to play you the other side, too. This was
a surprising double-sider.
It is a surprising double-sider because I got this record for Wagons Rolling Westwards, which we just heard. And I was totally impressed by the other side. It's called The Preacher.
Amazing. Blown away.
And but I'm not going to play this for you now because otherwise you would just listen to it and turn off.
Torture us and wait, make us wait.
Yes.
Or at least me.
But
I
got lots of stuff for you to play today. We got some packages in the last weeks, and
just 5 minutes ago, you got
Just 5 minutes ago, there was a package. Ooh, yeah, 10:45s in there. I don't know what to play. I have a lot, and let's just see. Do you hear that? My snare is buzzing. Bzzzt. I don't know if you hear that on the mic, but I have like five snares here on my shelf.
And it is.
And the snare strainers are on. it's Gali Gasho G. Hello.
Gali Gasho G, number 25.
25.
Crazy.
It's like bronze. And what is that? Silver, bronze? I don't know. Yeah.
I think we did that for the 5 year, ten episode or whatever.
If we make this, if we make this 25 years, then we might actually have.
I think I'll be a
bigger record collection we have. And man, I gotta put the snare away. It gets on my nerves.
Okay,
Scaba, it's your turn.
Yeah, I have a dedication. I've lost another friend the last week, and I wanted to dedicate this song to him. He was really good, like really big in the punk scene and Berlin, and had a lot to do with Kopi, and every punk band that's ever toured in Europe definitely had something to do with him, and just a great person and a big, big loss to many, many people. Mm-hmm. And so this one's for you, Hannah. Scott Garrett, The Day I Died, because the music always was playing when he was around.
That's right.
Here you go.
Oh, I dreamed the jukebox played The Day I Died, and a million rock and rollers softly cried, and they all dropped shiny dimes in my coffin, remembering the times which were often they'd rock and roll to a big beat, a record of mine. Oh, I dreamed the day I died a jukebox played, and upon my chest a golden record lay. And while the stomping and the strolling was going on, all the cats were wailing, the goddess is gone. The dream the jukebox played the day I died. And while I lay in state, I could have flipped my lid. Do you know what a dream the jockeys went and did? They bought up all my records in each and every town and played them simultaneously. simultaneously, man, what a sound. I dreamed the jukebox played the day I died. And a million rock and rollers softly cried. And while the stomping and the strolling was going on, all the cats were wailing, the goddess is gone. I dreamed the jukebox played the day I died. And while I lay in state, I could have flipped my lid. Do you know what I dreamed? The jockeys went and did. They bought up all my records in each and every town and played them simultaneously, man, what a sound. I dreamed the jukebox played the day I died. And a million rock and rollers softly cried. And while the stomping and the strolling was going on, all the cats were wailing, the goddess is gone. I dreamed the jukebox played the day I died. Well, I dreamed the jukebox played the day I died. Uh-huh, I dreamed the jukebox played the day I died. Yeah, I dreamed.
You're gone. Oh, where did you run to? You're gone. Where did you go? Yes, you're gone. So empty without you.
Without you,
I can't live without you. Where did you go? I thought you loved me, but you went away. You said you'd come back some other day. I searched for you, but it was all in vain. I'd have to wait until you came again. You're gone, so empty without you. I can't live without you. Where did you go?
After Scuba had to actually announce the death of a friend the second time on this show.
Yeah, I really won't do sad. It every time because I've lost way too many friends, especially the last 2 years. But yeah,
this is not normal.
That's
this
not something I would do on the radio show. I don't want to bring the whole radio show
yes,
down.
Yes,
but the last ones I have announced are two ones that were really close. So yeah. I just wanted to say something. So
I couldn't really have a response to this other than a song called "You're Gone" by Don Crawford, which could have been an amazing record. It sounds so good, but what's this cha-cha part in there? That was absolutely not necessary. This cha-cha part was really sort of destroying the record, but otherwise it's a really great sounding record. Great voice, everything. On Condor Records.
Condor. Mm-hmm.
And
well, yeah. Since you play, we're playing like the ping pong.
Ping pong again, and I found something called "You're Gone." You found something called.
Yeah, I have something. Since I'm gonna be gone.
Mm-hmm. You know this.
Yeah, this is by Bob Fry. Bob. Also known
AKA
as Bob, yeah, AKA
Fry Fogel. I think Bob Fry is definitely the better name to choose
so
if your original name is Bob Fry Fogel, because it sounds terrible.
It's on a horrible label.
Well,
but it's actually not.
It's
just it looks like a horrible label.
It looks like one of those labels you would see if you didn't know. Oh, what's this? A rebel label with Confederate flags all over the label. Would you might think, oh shit, what's that? This is actually a absolutely not politically incorrect label. They happen.
Made in Rainier, Maryland?
What?
Is this in Maryland?
Wait, I thought that's a Virginia label or South Carolina, wasn't it?
Rebel Recording Company, Mount Rainier, Maryland.
Maryland. Somehow I thought, I don't know the story of this label, but it was actually still running. The Rebel Record label still exists. I think it started in the 50s, still exists, to being the biggest bluegrass music producer in the US. And I thought it's a South Carolina label or even Kentucky. I don't know. But here it says Maryland. Whatever. Maybe it's just another Rebel label. I don't know. But it's a good record.
Is that okay?
I'm pretty sure that is okay.
Yeah. So anyway, this is Bob Fry. I'm gonna be gone.
This is one of those few records that you can classify perfectly as a country teener. It's really good.
I'm a leaving town, you let me down. I'll take a ride on the big Greyhound. I'm gonna be gone, I'm gonna be gone. No use to cry, raise a fuss. My aching heart goes on the bus, like in a song. You done me wrong. That old Greyhound rolls from post to post, and I'm gonna ride it till it hits the coast. While I'm gone on the bus, you can have a ball with that old cuss. I'm gonna be gone, I'm gonna be gone. This old town got me a seat on the big Greyhound. Saying so long, I'm gonna be gone. This other guy treat him well, for I'll be gone a long, long spell. Don't do it wrong while I'm gone. Can't have your cake and wanna eat it. If he's gonna walk him, I've gotta beat it. Three's a crown, I'm in the middle, way out of tune, on second fiddle. I'm gonna be gone, I'm gonna be gone, I'm gonna be gone, I'm gonna be gone. Passport to loneliness, right here in my heart. Train loaded with trouble, is here ready to start. Time to get going on that broken heart cruise. Got a whale train guy, he's known as the blues. It's a long, lonely road. From heartbreak to happiness, from torture to comfort, from misery to ecstasy, and I gotta travel that long, lonely road because of you.
First stop will be memories. Don't leave them fast. Next up there's regrets. I don't want them to last. Last of all there are dreams. Wish I'd never been told that I'd have to leave them for this long lonely road. It's a long, lonely road. It's a long.
Yeah, when you're gonna be gone, you might take the long, lonely road. this record. Many people want this, and actually, I
can understand.
I can understand, but most people want it for the other side. Satan Is Her Name, which is good. It's great. That's, by the way, it's Steve King and the Echelons. So you say Echelons or Echelons, because you also say Echo and not Echo. Steve King, anyway. Many people. Satan Is Her Name. What shall I say about it? I have a feeling that everybody. Always plays that over and over again in any occasion, and it's a good record, but I learned to hate it. It's one of those songs
I think we were like deciding if you could only cut a record in half.
If I could cut this record
vertically,
then I would give you one side and I would keep the other.
I like both sides, yes, though, as well. Like, that's why you shouldn't have it. If you don't appreciate both sides,
yeah, that's
then maybe I should own this record.
Do I have permission to keep this record?
No, I don't think so. I think we should have a vote.
Let's make a deal. When you find a record that you bought for one side but I love the other side, then we swap.
Okay, we'll see. I'm not sure it won't be as expensive as that one.
Yeah,
then I'll be the winner.
That's goes for quite a lot of money, considering the fact that it's on Mercury. It's a major label record, and it has been rather successful. But long, lonely road.
Well, since you're not going to play the Satan side, I'm going to go on a different road, but with the devil.
I'm going to go on a road with the devil.
Not a long, lonely road, but a long, hot one, I guess, maybe. Hades Highway by Lynn Barrow. On the Yandon label.
That's a late 60s record, I think. I'm not sure. I don't know. Yeah. Well, let's see. I forgot what it sounds like. I think it was dramatic and evil.
Just like everything in my life.
What?
One night on his way from Albuquerque, leaving his good woman far behind. To Reno, where his money floats so freely. On dice and cards and drink, he was that kind. Ooh. Suddenly a stranger sits beside him, grins and says, it's time for you to pay. 'Cause up to now you've traveled all the high road and heading down Hades Highway. Satan, please turn him around, set him up on higher ground, get him off that road of sin, 'cause he ain't gonna come back again on that bad road. Hubcaps spitting fire on every corner, tailpipe scraping brimstone down below. He's heading down this lane of one-way traffic and vainly pumping brakes to save his soul. Ooh, that billboard on the right, it has a message saying we don't mind the kind of life you live. There's plenty of hot action where you're going. Hades borderline is great again. Satan, please turn around, set him up on higher ground, get him off the road of sin, 'cause he ain't gonna come back again on that bad road. Ooh.
Brick Station on Lonely Road. Oh, well, I gave you my heart. Oh, yes, I gave you all of my love. True as the blue, blue sky above me, true as those blue eyes I love. Oh, well, you took all this thing and you landed on the kiss. You're gonna find me right where you left me, at Heartbreak Station on Lonely Road. Heartbreak Station on Lonely Road. You're gonna find out you can't forget me at Heartbreak Station on Lonely Road. Oh, well, I gave you, I gave you all of my love. True as the blue, blue sky above me, true as those blue, blue eyes. You're gonna find me right where you left me, at Heartbreak Station on Lonely Road. At Heartbreak Station on Lonely Road. At Heartbreak Station on Lonely Road. At Heartbreak Station on Lonely Road.
Woo! Yeah, there you go. That's a great bopper. Actually, I didn't know this version. I knew the slower, more teener, romantic version by Cousin Bill Hamby. And I was looking for a copy of that, and I couldn't find one. Instead, I found this. That is Ray Norman on Nesco, Heartbreak Station, the bopped up version. I don't even know what's the... Oh, yeah, here it says. W. Hamby wrote this song. So that's
the cover.
That's the cover. It's I like that even more. Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't tell.
Not often that the cover is better than the original.
Well,
or it's
sometimes.
Just different sometimes.
I really I'm still looking for the Cousin Bill Hamby. I think I'm going to get myself one of those, too.
Well, I'm the mood changer in the show.
Are
the
you?
Downer.
Well, that is actually not a downer. This should be an upper.
Yeah, this is a... Yeah, it's a good one. It gives me chills.
It's amazing.
Every time. And since this is kind of dedicated again to the George Floyd situation in the world, to every situation.
Yeah, let's not just mention George Floyd.
There's countless, but just because the court was.
Yeah, it had ended up having a at least legally satisfying result.
Yeah,
but
guilty
I'm not
on all three counts, which is something. Finally, something like
let's
this.
Let's see what the future brings in.
Future, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I mean, who knows how many shootings have been in just from our last show to now. So
speaking of shootings, but the one thing that this record mentions in the lyrics is. You're going to hear yourself. It's like, Abraham Lincoln gave us all a gun. And I'm not sure if that's something to celebrate.
No. This is on the Ditto label, Todd Tyler, Emancipation Proclamation.
That's amazing. That's really good. And let me see. I'm going to have, I'm going to play you a record after that about a slave driver.
Back in 1863, Abraham Lincoln set the slaves free. He gave each a gun and he gave him a plow. And he said, I pronounce you equal now. As soon as we win this civil war, you won't have to bow and scrape no more. You can stand up as tall as any man, proud and free in America land. Emancipation Proclamation, they say it set my people free. Emancipation Proclamation, how come it left out me?
Lincoln said in 63, a nation just can't live half free. God made the black man and the white, and he gave everybody some natural rights. The right to be born and to learn as you live, to work and to love and to build and to give. You're as good now as any other man, proud and free in America land. Emancipation proclamation, they say it set my people free. Emancipation proclamation, how come it left out me? Oh Lord, it left out me. How come it left out me?
Slave driver, with a pipe on the whip, he didn't want no lip, he was a slave driver. Way down in the Southland, a century or so ago, a slave was shown no mercy, like a mule he was bought and sold by the slave driver. Slave driver, when the crack on the whip, he didn't want no lip, it was a slave driver. As morning would break, the cold would dawn, and to their work they'd go. They knew to give everything they had, or tonight they'd feel the blows of the slave driver. Slave driver, when the crack on the whip, he didn't want no lip, it was a slave driver. She would come through the cotton fields, these words were heard to say, now bend your back, now straighten up, on 200 pound a day. Lord, he was a slave driver, slave driver, when the crack of the whip, he didn't want no lip, he was a slave driver. The old slave, he cried for mercy, oh, Mossy paid no heed, until a man they call a late said, boys, you're gonna set him free. No more slave driver, he took the whip from old Mossy's grip. No more slave driver.
Southern trees barren strange fruit, blood on the leaves, and blood at the roots. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant South. Them big bulging eyes and the twisted mouth. Scent of magnolia, clean and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. A fruit for the crows to pluck,
the rain together, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the leaves to drop.
Sorry. So now what?
Now I'm like, my eyes are full of tears. And yeah, I think I just maybe ruined the whole mood of the show. Sorry. But well, that was just a really, yeah, that was Nina Simone doing a cover of Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit. Sorry, I'm getting all choked up over here. It was beautiful.
Yes.
Very and meaningful it, song, and a lot of history with that song. And a lot of people have covered it.
But yeah, I think
is,
everybody.
This is such a great version. And now, yeah, it's really hard to follow that up with any kind of.
I have no idea what to play
song.
Now.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
But hey, I mean, the subject is never meant to be. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
It's never meant to be fun or anything. We're not here to entertain you, by the way. We are not.
We're supposed to be entertaining, but also educational is also a good thing, I think, sometimes. So
educational. Well, I was just all the time looking through records, what I could do now. And I mean, this also just leaves me now. Standing here, like, I have one record that is sort of educational. It's a country record compared to that. Sandy Cooper, The Big Stone Wall. We played you another song before about the Berlin Wall. And yeah, here's another song about the Berlin Wall. It's really good. The Big Stone Wall, Sandy Cooper, on a label named Wyco. Here we go.
A letter came from my cousin not long ago. And this is the story of him and a German girl in the heartbroken city of Berlin. And a big stone wall. A GI station crossed the river of time. Fell in love with a sweet Fräulein. They planned to be married, he could take her home. But she got caught in the eastern zone. The soldiers keep an eye on everyone. And there is little that can be done. He has to sit by and see what comes about. Cause he can't go in and she can't come out. Across the border in the eastern zone, a sweet Fräulein wish to be his own. He knows she loves him with all her heart, but the big stone wall keeps them apart. Her heart yearns to be with him. Her soul burns to be free again. She waits for the chance just to leave her home, get across the border of that eastern zone. Her darling so close, yet so far away. Perhaps with her life she will have to pay. And for one chance she must give her all. She gotta get over that big stone wall. Across the border in the eastern zone, a sweet Fräulein wish to be his own. He knows she loves him with all her heart, but the big stone wall keeps them apart. She climbed to the top of the big stone wall, but the soldier's bullets made her fall. She died in the arms of a darling her own on the western side of that eastern zone. The big stone wall at the eastern zone. The big stone wall at the eastern zone.
Stone wall at the eastern zone. a poor boy was born. I ain't never known nothing but your trouble. You know your trouble and your hate and scorn. You know my daddy, Lord, he died in a train wreck. Yeah, my mama, she was born to lose. You know my middle name is Natural Born Trouble. Yeah, and my last name, it is the Blues. Oh, yeah. Yeah, my last name, it is the Blues. I see the cold light a-coming from the window of your warm $40,000 home. Oh yeah, but I don't need you people, because the blues, they was meant to roam. Oh yeah, yeah, the blues, they was meant to roam. Well, now hunger is my companion. Cold and pain, they know my cry. Oh yeah, you people, you can pray for salvation. Yeah, but the blues don't never die. Oh no, yeah, the blues don't never die. Cause it was thundering and thundering and lightning. You know the day this poor boy was born. I ain't never known nothing but your trouble. You know your trouble and your hate and scorn. You know my daddy, Lord, he died in a train wreck. You know my mama, she died of blues. You know my middle name is Natural Born Trouble, Lord. And my last name, it is the Blues. Oh yeah, yeah, my last name, it is the Blues.
Yeah, wow. Another educational song. That was White Axton, Thunder and Lightning. What's this label? It's a weird one. Horizon Records. Yeah, it was another educational one about the rich looking down on the poor, pretty mm-hmm. much, and how hard people have their life. People just have hard lives. And
of course, yeah. Always had.
Yeah, all different kinds of versions of rich and poor and no in between a lot of times.
It's getting worse. Yeah. I mean, the society is not on its way to go towards social equalization.
During the pandemic, it's really switched. Yeah. There's really no middle.
So the pandemic anymore. Is not the cause. The pandemic is just a... what's the word for that? Sorry for my English. You know, when something just comes out, not because of a new reason, but of a... Like the car cut the thing that...
We're all tongue-tied.
anyway, it's always been that bad, and the situation now just brings it up more.
Yeah.
Like, also the, you know, people
going... the levels
going,
higher and lower, yeah, yeah. For sure. Yeah. So did you find anything to...
No, not at all.
Let's bring up the mood a bit.
I have absolutely nothing to bring up the mood. I'm sorry. The show is pretty much over. I think we're almost done anyway.
Are we?
I just thought I'm going to play like a really soulful gospel blues record by the Hightower Brothers. Nobody's fault but mine. Doesn't go anywhere with the subject, but it's a great record, and I haven't played any gospel record yet, so here it is.
Nobody's fault.
We're having a hard time finding records now after so many slow things. Sorry, that's my fault. No. This was a really beautiful one and a really odd one. It reminds me of one that I played recently. What was the bearable that
That reminded me personally of the Don Burton Your Fire.
Yeah, somehow, right, Your Fire. It does. There's a lot of similarities to this. This was called My Dreams by Oscar Hart and the Hart Tones on the Sage label. It's really beautiful.
I'm trying to force ourselves to a better mood now, which is kind of hard. I'm going to play something stupid and great, a $1 record or something. That's the Slates, who were originally called the Spades on their first record on Dynamo from that's an Austin label. And for some reason on the internet, the people claim a certain Ray Kempe connection. I don't know what Ray Kempe does on there. I'm pretty sure he's not even involved, other than being on the same label, because he had this... one or two 45s out on Domino. And this is just beautiful sounding and stupid, perfect rock and roll record. It's whatever, the waddle, do the dance. It's got a great sounding guitar break. That's all there is to it. If you're ever in a bad mood, this is just a song to turn up and come in a better mood. Here it is, a perfect doo-wop, rockabilly, rock and roll record.
Don't go down, you're really moving it now. down the highway, doing 110. Rushing to my baby, gotta see her again. Never should've listened to that devil man, telling me to go just as fast as I can. Go a little faster, go a little faster. Ooh, sitting on a four lane in a five roll spin, crumpled up my heap like it's never been. And the devil stood by with a great big grin, 'cause he knew darn well he had taken me in. While I'm pushing up daisies, yes, I'm pushing up daisies. I've got a gal, she's, but the man at the gate won't set me free. She'll go her way and I've gone mine. Pushing up daisies till the end of time.
Oh, my little darling, I'm so lonely tonight. Want to hug and kiss you and to hold you tight. Want to tell you that I love you, but it just can't be. So try to find another. Don't cry over me.
While I'm pushing up daisies, yes, I'm pushing up daisies. I've got a gal, she's waiting for me, but the man at the gate won't set me free. She'll go her way and I've gone mine. Pushing up daisies till the end of time. Pushing up daisies till the end of time. Pushing up daisies till the end of time.
Pull over.
Weird.
Pull over. Yeah, that was an extreme.
That's as silly as that was a mood change as much as can be.
Now I'm in a better mood. Let's see.
Good.
Still about death and everything. So that was the Stylers pushing up daisies. I really like that one.
The
Gordy.
Stylers.
It's a little crazy.
Gordy. Isn't that the label where the Contours were on? I think so.
I think so.
Yeah, funny.
Did you want to announce the... You forgot to announce
Yes,
this
I've
one.
Announced it. Yes, when we did this three in a row thing, when we got... terribly interrupted with Strange Fruits. Before I played you Slave Driver, that was the Green Valley Trio, early 60s, kind of a folky bluegrass record on the Wedge label. Yeah, before I forget. And there was something else I forgot to mention, and I don't know what it was. What else did I say just now?
I don't know.
Forgot
you think
to mention
I listened to you?
No, as usual, not. Still, I'm trying to figure out how to
What's
get
that?
Happy
What's that?
Here. This is a great double cider on the Janet label, the Jaguars, and they have this idiot's apostrophe.
Yeah.
When you make a word a plural, then you don't put an apostrophe before the S, but they weren't so clever. They said the Jaguar apostrophe S. Anyway, it's a great double cider.
If Are you playing both sides?
I don't know. I just was sitting there. Which side do I play?
You
I don't know.
Forget to play the one side you promised to play
yes,
for
yes,
us.
Yes, I'm going to. Yes, as I promised, I'm going to play you the other side of the other one too. But here I'm going for I could if I would, but I can't. And what's the matter with this label here? Wait a second. If anybody can explain this grammar to me, the label says Janet and Device of Girl's Head. So now
maybe the label's
just
made in China.
No, it's weird. Yeah, that's what it says. Anyway, it's the Jaguars. I would if I could. Or should I play the other side? I don't know. It's queued up. Here it is.
I would if I could, but I can't. I could if I would, but I ain't. Sit here and cry, and I wonder if you really love you anymore. I could if I would, but I ain't. I could if I would, but I ain't. I could if I would, but I ain't.
You don't know it, but I've been dreaming, making up yarns and scheming of what I'll do when I'm alone with you. Yeah, you don't know it, but I've decided I'm gonna be calm and not get excited. I'm gonna tell you, honey, I'm in love with you. Been trying to tell you for nearly a year. I just couldn't say it when you were near. Now I know what I've got to do. So tonight I'm gonna tell you. Now you don't know it, but I've got a plan to put a ring on your little old hand. No, you don't know it, honey, I'm in love with you.
Fiddling over here.
Mick Fiddling. That was on the Cut Right label. And we found out that it's not from the right.
It's, if a label is Cut Right, it is probably Cut Right. And you would expect it's probably a right pressing. But yeah, no, it's an RCA pressing.
You don't know it.
Yes, I didn't.
By Earl Wright.
Mm-hmm.
That was a cute one.
Yes. I want to make, I want to play two blues records. And it's not R&B records. It's not actual black blues records. These are two... Ah, man, should I...
Are you going to spoil yes, the news?
I'm going to spoil the news. The next record is by a person named Prince Carter, Mr. Pawn Shop on Go Records, something I never heard about until... well, I found this in a shop somewhere and I thought, man, this is amazing. That's a fantastic blues record. And then I Googled this, trying to figure out what's the matter with it. And... You won't believe it. This is actually, Prince Carter is actually Sonny Bono. Yes. yeah, Sonny and Cher didn't quite sound like this. It's a great record. Yeah, Mr. Pawn Shop, gonna buy me a gun.
I didn't know her kisses were pleasing, my lips were true, but hers were just teasing. Well, I played for real, she played for fun. Please, Mr. Pawn Shop, well, I wanna buy me a gun. Yeah, church bells and ring, I started talking. When she heard those words, that woman went walking. Well, I called her name, she was gone in a run. Please, Mr. Pawn Shop, I wanna buy. a gun. I cried for help, I sat down and I prayed, but nothing would help me. That pain it just stayed. Said I cried and cried and cried, got down and I prayed. Didn't do no good, that pain it just stayed, stayed. I wish I'd known what she was doing, 'cause I could've stopped before my ruin. She had done. Oh, please, Mr. Pawn Shop, I wanna buy me a gun. You better take a lesson. Don't you be messing with no women. Listen to me now, but what I tell you is the real truth. Don't you be messing with no women.
These were two pretty great blues records. That was
the Sonny Bono one is just really mind-boggling.
Yes, it is, absolutely. This thing now was Frank Deaton and the Mad Lads. I knew this 45 from the other side, Don't Let Go, and I never liked it until I discovered the flip side of it. I believe Too Much Soul. I don't even know which side is. Oh yeah, it says that is the A side. That is the A side on Target Records. Pretty great. And I was just too slow trying to find something else to play and.
Turn.
Yes, it's your turn. Yes, so, but yeah. What else did I want to say?
You already played
about
two records.
Yes,
do
I played two records. No, I was just thinking.
You want to take over the show and kick me out?
No. What you got there?
I got Swinging on a Chandelier.
Cool.
By Bobby Beck. Bobby Beck on the ABC Paramount.
Mm-hmm. Okay, forgot what that is.
This is the popcorn. We haven't had too much popcorn yet today.
That's right.
So.
Well, this is an exceptionally popcornless show. Should I change that?
Let's change that now.
I said a silent prayer. I saw an angel appear. fell in love and went climbing up the chandelier. I'm singing from a chandelier.
If I had a ladder, some kind of stepping stone, I'd either climb a little higher or leave this girl.
From a chandelier. The devil's in my heart got so distant about something that I overheard. I asked her about this incident. She didn't even say a mumbling word.
Nobody hear me. Ain't nobody near. Head over heels, I fell in love,
and I'm swinging on the chandelier.
Walking my blues away.
Walking my blues away.
with a very low voice. And I played that because it sounds like...
It sounds like...
I played the highest voice.
I picked out this record because also the record you played before, it sounds just like one of those records that people... That certain people in a certain country in a certain place in Central Europe where there are elder people who like to dance really slow and slow down 45s playing them at 33 RPM. I'm not talking about what kind of music. I'm not saying that it's popcorn collectors from Belgium who love to slow down records.
The worst is trying to find a sample of a record and then all you can find are the YouTubes.
This ought to be forbidden. Yeah. When you think that you are too lazy and too slow to dance to a already not up-tempo record
then you should do
in 45 RPM, then you can silently, quietly, at home, in your basement, where nobody hears it, you can slow it down. You can pitch it slightly. You might even play it on 33, but don't upload it to YouTube. And
play
it on the wrong speed, making us think that that's the way it's to be heard.
Yeah. Most of the time you can tell.
Always tell. It's like somebody sounds really low. But this record, this guy's low voice
was
that was the right speed. He sounded like that. That was on 45. And who was that? That was Jimmy Ricks and the Raven, Walking My Blues Away, on a fantastic looking but horribly sounding crackly Mercury 45.
We've had some pretty... We haven't had much bad quality records in this show,
That's right.
Actually.
Somehow I didn't...
It's a once-in-a-lifetime Golly Gosh OG with loud... Actually, most of them are really loud pressing. So.
Normally, we are known for finding the worst quality copy that we can afford. not this time. That was one of them.
Hmm. We'll see. This one is the Coleman label, and it is Cold Steel Door. I've been looking for this one for a while and finally just arrived at my door.
It was one by of Kurt the records Gibson. That just came today or what?
No, it was a few weeks ago, but I have been holding on to it, waiting to play it. So.
Okay.
I hope you'll try to profit by the story I will tell about the way I went astray, the reason I'm in jail. A tragic story, it relates to things that lie in store for those who wait to meet their fate behind the cold steel door. In and out of backstreet bars and prowling through the streets, for guys like me there's misery in the company he keeps. He's gotta prove he's just as smooth as the one that came before, and he little fears the life that nears behind the cold steel door. Behind the cold steel door. A quarrel came, who was to blame? Why did God's law I break? With a switchblade knife I took a life that wasn't mine to take. Tomorrow morn, just after dawn, I'll break the law no more, for I'll die there strapped in a chair behind the cold steel door. The door swings to, my life is through, no chance is there for me. For all it's worth, no power on earth to change the court's decree. Through prison bars I'll watch the stars that shine the whole world o'er, but no one hears a convict's tears behind the cold steel door. Behind the cold steel door. Behind the cold steel door.
During the days of the untamed West,
a story is told of a man who would appear out of the night as if by magic to deal with lawbreakers and gunslinging killers with a swift and terrible vengeance. Folks called him the Preacher. None had ever seen him riding through the night, but he who held his gun for hire could feel his strength and might. Creeping through the darkness, filling them with fear. Then with the coming of the cold gray dawn, the preacher would appear. The preacher would appear. His driving faith with brains and brawn he knew would overcome the lawless breed and all who dared to wear a killer's gun. He loved to preach and taught his faith for nothing in return. But pity the kidder with a gun for hire, cause he would have to learn. The killers had to learn. Though the preacher wore no gun and never cared to fight, he'd match his fist with any gun to make a man see right. Only when the night had passed and the town woke with the dawn, just the same as he had come, the preacher would be gone. The preacher would appear, then the killers had to learn, and the preacher would be gone. The preacher.
I told you that is one killer double-sider.
I'm freaking out. I'm so angry.
I was
so
happy
jealous.
When I got this because I got it for the other side. I couldn't find the preacher on the internet.
Yeah.
And then I turned this record around and I was deeply impressed.
I remember when you played it, when you first got it, you're at my house, you're in my living room
and
playing
I saw
it.
An angry
he flipped it over
the
and I'm in the kitchen like, what is that? What is that? And my head turned red and I was jealous and so amazed and
I'm
so
gonna
excited
find you a copy too.
No, it was just really it's so beautiful. It's
the
just,
Gaiety
yeah.
Records
it's up there for thirsty for me.
Oh whoa, so. Oh, that's a tough one. The Gaiety label doesn't seem to show up very often. I don't know why, but yeah, Minneapolis label
it's
I barely
cool
ever
label
see
too.
A yeah. Maybe let's wanna use this as a label shot for today.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Good. The show is over. It's been long enough, I think.
Yeah.
We never ended the show with an instrumental, and especially not with an absolutely amazing instrumental with a 45 that cost me about $2 or something. Joe Tanner, The Battle on Colonial. Absolute monster instrumental, and yeah, just why not? Let's end the show at this point, and I guess...
Thanks for hanging in there listening with us.
Hanging in there. man, I'm still, as usual, at every end of the show, I always think, what did I want to say? I wanted to mention so many things. Oh, yes, yes, there was one thing I wanted to mention. Was it the last show or the one before? I played you The Spider and the Fly by Bobby Christian. And I mentioned that this, man, I heard this on a garage compilation. It had so much more echo and effects on it. But this one didn't. And the truth is, it came out again as a song by The Monocles. And I thought, but man, no, that's the same recording. I listened to it again. I compared these two. And the Monocles release is exactly the same recording as the Bobby Christian 45. Just they put on a whole bunch
added
of echo and outer space echoes and stuff like that. But it is actually the same recording. So it is not another band or anything. And there was more corrections.
I think I like the version you have, like the one you played.
I liked it full of craziness.
All the
craziness, too.
Yeah.
In every show, I sometimes listen to our own shows after we made them, and I find mistakes. I heard myself talking and think that was not historically perfect what I said. But since I have no idea what we played last show, I can't correct myself. That was the only thing I could mention. Maybe one day, maybe in the 100th show we do, I'm going to just talk about all the things that
that
I
we
didn't
messed up
say.
And go back and write down
yes,
everything that we messed
exactly.
up on.
Exactly. I should probably do that. But anyway, we're not doing more than this. We're having no more words, especially in the next song. Free of words. Joe Tanner, we say goodbye and hope you come back for more next time. Goodbye.